People think white people's dogs are racist. So I got to prove by being by being racist on a podcast that I'm not.
Welcome to the North Latino with a Podcast and the Latino with a Podcast. Christian Henningsmeyer, and today I'm with Harry BJJ.
Hello.
That's actual the letters, is BJJ.
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole joke about it. He's a nice, really amazing producer. He's now on Red Room Comedy. If you haven't done Red Room Comedy, you're awful as a comedian. Or you haven't tried.
Or I've told you that we're really busy. Yeah, it's, there's a lot of different things going on. But
or maybe you're not a comic, and you.
Yeah. It's an honor to be on another Latino podcast, proudly stealing jobs from white people.
No, I like white people in this
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah.
I just gave him like non-alcoholic beer.
Mm-hmm.
That has alcohol because I lie.
Oh, that
give me your chip.
That would be.
Give me
yeah,
your chip back.
My like, one day chip.
It's just one.
My this morning chip.
Since when?
Let's see. Since the baby. what, like 19 months, something like that?
Yeah. 1994.
Yeah, 1994. That's it's when been 30 started, years. Yeah. I'm 57 years old, everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a long time. I'm glad that you can have like. Have you ever tried non-alcoholic beer?
I have quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Well, one time in a green room, they didn't have anything for me, so I was like, "Can I have like an NA beer?" And they brought in like 12, and so I drank 12. You know,
okay.
Which is why why I can't drink.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about producing because have you been to New York?
Yes.
Have you been to open mics in New York?
I haven't been open mics. I did one show, and I've been to the Comedy Cellar, but not open mics. Have you?
Okay. Look at this. I brought this. I saved this for you.
Nice. Okay.
Look at it. Look what it says. Tell the people what it says.
Okay.
While I drink a real beer.
Oh, that's very depressing. It's an open mic punch card like you would get at a cafe.
Okay.
And it says every 10th mic is free.
Which means that you pay to do open mics.
Yes.
I hope this never comes to Chicago.
I don't think it will. It's the case in LA too.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Okay. This is called Comedians on the Loose. I truly believe they put a lot of effort into this, and this day was just like open mics. They always have like good days, bad days. I believe this was a bad day because like everybody was doing really bad. Everybody, and the feeling was, you know, beer belly when they just don't like the comedy. Like
sometimes
people are like, okay, comics are like, okay, let's listen to this other comic.
Mm-hmm.
But this was one of the days that everybody was on their shit. Everybody like didn't want to hear whoever was on stage. Everybody was like, oh, next comic is Harry BJ. And they're like, I thought it was me. Fuck this fucking guy. Like that was the feeling, and I fucking hate it. And I hate it more because I pay for it.
Yeah.
I paid like, oh, I'll give you $5 to feel like shit. Like, this is how it works. Like, I give you $5 and then I just bomb in front of strangers and I feel bad about my life choices. Like,
I know there's places in, I visited LA not too long ago and they have places that do like 4 open mics in a night. And I was like, why would you do that? But it's because they can charge $5. So they're making like $600 like a night by charging people to come in and do time. It's wild. It's wild.
I truly hope it never comes to Chicago because it's. I understand what you do it because usually bars, any bar, if you're listening, your audience member, any bar you go with an open mic, that bar is maybe losing money having the open mic. They don't like it, but it's because open mics don't make money. It's usually comics going there and comics are broke. I'm gonna say something.
Yes.
First. Maybe I'll put it here. I don't know. Ryan McKinnon, he's in a big battle against cancer, and he's going to have a show on September 13. I don't know if this is going to be out before that, but maybe I'll clip it and just put this out. If you can donate to the causes, you can go to the show. It will help a lot. Now, after saying that, that guy put a GoFundMe for $25,000, and we're so close to reach that goal. And that made me rethink, like, comics actually have money.
Oh, yeah.
We actually have money. We just seem broke.
Yeah, well, some of them do. Well, you have to be very hardworking.
It's one of us had cancer, we have money for this. For paying rent.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But for cancer, yeah. Like, no, I believe it's really good that like a lot of people are just jumping to help with Ryan. I was a little shocked. Like, do you meet him many times?
No, I never met him.
So you didn't donate?
I did donate. I gave him $4.
Okay. Even $1.
I mean, I've given one and four installments of $1.
Four in taxes, like Apple charge.
I'm battling my own disease. For 27 years, I've had terminal being gay. So
I know,
which can turn into metastatic being black. So it's really.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Like, when it gets serious,
it's a really bad disease.
it is. You steal. It's awful.
Yeah, like if you get like terminal, you just go into this like the talk shows. You go to the Tonight Show.
They put
you there.
And Maury Povich.
Have you seen that clip that is RuPaul? Like he's like the other guy. I don't remember the other guy. The Tonight Show. Like Jimmy Fallon. He's like, first time we have a drag queen on the first page of the and RuPaul is like a drag queen.
Oh yeah,
drag queen. and Jimmy Fallon's like, that's my career. That's it.
Yeah. He thinks he's done.
I'm the queen of drag. And he was like, I hate you. Like you can see his eyes. It's like, I hate you so fucking much.
I love your RuPaul impression. It's so terrible. He's got a deeper voice than you do.
A deeper voice. No,
yeah, RuPaul.
How would you do it?
I'll
find you the video. That voice is really
drag funny. Queen. No, that just sounds like
but
me.
That's,
yeah.
No, but that's how
I just
maybe you're a drag queen.
Yeah.
No, but I believe she puts that voice for this moment. Like I know her voice is not like that, but for this specific moment, she goes really high.
Yeah.
I'll put you.
I'm Jimmy
later.
Fallon and you. I'm trying to get you canceled.
No.
Yeah. Drag queen.
Drag queen.
Uh-huh.
But we were saying, I hope this doesn't come to Chicago ever because I believe this was awful, but I do understand why. Like, do you have any shows by yourself or you're just like helping other shows?
I have had shows by myself. My goal right now with production is I don't intend on making any money off of the shows.
Okay. Makes sense.
Which is great because a lot of the times I lose money. But the next show I want to do, I'm working on a new one, is I'm just going to do a door deal to the club and then all of the money goes to the comedians.
Okay.
Because there are always people trying to make money. And it could be the person running the open mic in New York or the producer of the show. And like no one is making more than like $25 from a spot. So if you could sell a show well and then put all the money back to the comics and pay them $60, then you could change like the sort of temperature of the scene and be like, that's the standard.
Yeah, like I always try to pay like I pay 20 for now on points like this. But most of the time I make like with the show, like last time I made, I believe it was like 75. It was like 50 and they gave me like 25 in cash. So I put 25 of my own pocket to pay the comics. And most of the time it's like that. It's a little sad, but it's like, I like the show. I want to keep it running. But sometimes I have to put money into the marketing. So I'm losing even more money.
Yeah.
So please go to the shows. Please.
Yeah.
As a producer, like this is just a clip. POV, you're looking at a podcast of two producers. Please go to the show.
I mean, I don't have anyone to actually ask. That's why I don't really want to be on the producing side that much. I don't have anyone to ask. I need someone else to do the marketing because I only know comedians.
I only know comedians.
Yeah.
It's like, but invite your friends. Like, I don't have any.
I don't have any. I don't have those. I know people here who are like
this
born
is just
here and
going
from
sad.
Yeah. Stage four being black. No, my friends here who are like from here, that's the most valuable asset, is to just like have an actual community you can tap into. Because I'm not going to ask comedians to go to my show.
And usually your best friends are the ones who never go. Like, yeah. They're like, oh, tell me when's your next one, but they never go.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you
meet
like someone like sells you an ice cream on a beach, and it's like, hey, I have a comedy show tomorrow, and they arrive, and it's like,
yeah, and they're like, so cool. Yeah.
Fuck best friends. Yeah. I have so many people that they keep asking me repeated, like many times. They're like, when's your next show, dude? I want to go to one of your show. Why do you ever invite me? It's like, I have invited you. Mm-hmm. To all of them, like at least 30 shows, and you always come out with an excuse the day before or the same day. You don't answer on the same day. You're like, oh, it was today.
Yeah. Like, my friends always say they're depressed. I'm like, I was depressed doing the show. You know what I mean? All you had to do was be in the dark and watch it. Like,
I produce the show depressed.
Like, yeah. I was depressed.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
I'll go to a show called Depressed.
Yeah, I would too. That sounds good.
Sounds
that
like
sounds good.
Like a nice community.
Yeah. It's called AA. I've actually been there before. Yeah.
Okay, but at some point, what is your day job apart from?
I work in hospice.
That sounds a little gay, but
maybe you got it there. Well, if gay people are dying, then
maybe you got it there.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of people with AIDS in it, so there you know, that is fair.
Cancel.
Cancer. Cancel. Yeah.
She's just gonna get me canceled and cancer.
I'm trying my best.
But do you want to go to be as producer at some point? As just producer, like it will be. What is your dream job?
My dream job would be making $38,000 a year doing stand-up comedy. That is my goal.
Dude, like, this will sound so weird in this moment that, like usually everybody's like, oh, just make six figures. But if someone offered me, oh, $200K yearly on this job that I will kind of won't like, or $38K as a comic, dude. I'll fucking go to be a comic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I believe this is a job that you enjoy doing it. Minutes before, you're shitting your pants and you're nervous as fuck, and you're like, maybe people will hate me, and you doubt yourself many times. But when you do good, it's amazing. I would love to, like be a full-time comic.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody, like, who's on our circle that... I believe Big Pandya is just being a comic.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not clear with him. I don't know a lot of people who live here in Chicago who are full-time comedians. The industry isn't quite big enough for a lot of people to do that. I know Jeff Asmus, you know, he's someone who went from the $38,000 own to making quite a lot more money. But yeah, most people leave here if they're about to or have started to make that much.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that in the in previous episodes. That is like, usually people like grow here, become funnier, and master their craft, and they leave Chicago. Like, right. Chicago is not a place to make it, let's say.
Right, yeah.
Did you agree on that? Did you agree on
yeah,
that
I mean, terms? Yeah, I think that, well, I don't know, because you could live anywhere nowadays and just
like
travel.
Less Venezuela.
Yes.
Not in Venezuela.
Yeah, like Venezuela. No. Well, there's definitely no money in Venezuela.
Exactly, so don't leave there.
My brother lived in Venezuela for a while, and he found one of your pennies on the ground, and he said he almost lost his mind thinking about how little currency that is.
We don't have even coins. Like, we... That
We
used to, but
he found an old one.
Okay, but yeah we got to a point that they were so like little that it like it didn't make sense, so we don't have coins.
Yeah, exactly. He found one of those, and it blew his mind, like how it had almost no value at
like,
all.
I need 2 million of these for $1.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No. Like, our currency is fucked up.
Yeah.
I didn't you see like the videos that there were moments that the people were like with packs like these of printed money, and they go to a place to exchange. They're like, "Hey, I want $20."
Yeah.
But it was like a whole bag of money. Poof. I believe this is like $10, $11.
Oh my god, yeah. When countries are like that, that's when Hitler comes in. He builds the Autobahn, you know.
Yeah, no. Like,
you guys need a Hitler. It's gonna get so much better.
Now, we're gonna make a pause soon, but before the pause, one of the topics I have like is about getting a job. Like, mm-hmm. I believe nowadays it's becoming super hard to get a job that pays decently, but in your actual field. Like, I see this was a problem back in Venezuela, but now I'm seeing it here. Like, a lot of people that is like, oh, I have a master's degree, like college arts or like audiovisual arts or in language, and you see those people working as Uber drivers, as servers, mm-hmm. because they cannot find a job in their like craft. Do you feel like you are on that place that it's really difficult to find a job in your?
Oh yeah, I got a philosophy degree, my friend.
A
philosophy degree. You got.
So with that, we're gonna go to the Play-Doh pause. Right here. We're gonna go to the pause. Like this episode is so like now I'm super depressed. Everything was good until it's like I got a philosophy.
And I work in hospice. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're gonna make a little pause, but we're gonna talk about philosophy. Okay, we're going back.
And we're back with the philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the philosopher.
Did you try to look for it? What do you do? Like, what can you do as a philosopher?
Just a general liberal arts degree, you know?
Teach other people philosophy. That's it. That's the only you can do.
What the trick is with liberal arts colleges is that you go there and they're like, it doesn't matter what degree you get. We're teaching you how to think.
Okay.
And then they're like, you can do anything. And then you go out into the world and you're like, I can do anything. And jobs are like, you have to be able to do something, though.
Like,
and I'm like, what about anything? And they're like, that's nothing. Like, you don't know how to do anything. Yeah.
Okay, if you're looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
what would be the requirements that you're like, I fit into that?
What would be the, that I want it?
No, the requirements. You know, when they mm-hmm. put like, oh, we're putting, like, for me, I do audiovisual arts. And when
okay.
they put a job, it's like, oh, we need someone with 3 years of experience in Premiere Pro, mm-hmm. 4 years of experience in Photoshop. They need to know how to handle a camera. Like, they put all of these requirements. At the mm-hmm. end, it's like, we pay $15 an mm-hmm. hour. It's like, this is an entry-level job. It's like, fuck you.
Dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would be the requirement for a job that you will be like, I meet those?
I meet this criteria. Let's see, has driven drunk more than 40 times.
Perfect.
Boom. That's a job I can do. Has herpes, and then under that, like, bullet point, not the bad kind, the okay kind.
And then parentheses, he's cure now.
Yeah. Parentheses, just kidding. And then philosophy degrees, parentheses, hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Optional.
Yeah.
You actually don't need it.
Uh-huh. And then stand-up comedian, and the pay is $0 an hour, and it's philosopher king of Plato's Republic.
I like that. Like mm-hmm. that would be a nice job to have, like mm-hmm. for $0.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what actual job can you do? Can you apply for that? It's like a good job.
I just have to sort of guess. I mean, I was underemployed for a very long time. My career right now is volunteer coordinator, which means okay. I coordinate volunteers.
Dude, this is getting so sad.
I'm making money.
Good money?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have a camera you don't have to pause every 4 minutes, so I'm doing okay.
There you go.
I'm doing all right.
What do I need to be a volunteer coordinator?
Well, first of all, back in 2018, you needed to get taken advantage of by the Portland Queer Comedy Festival.
God damn it. I knew it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the founders say, I have an opportunity for you. You can be the volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
And then because you're 19, you're like, this is amazing. I get to run a comedy festival. It doesn't even occur to you that you should probably be getting paid. And then you don't get paid. And then you just pretend that was a better job. And eventually... you're working at a hospice, baby.
Okay.
Rolling in dough.
Dude, I believe I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just need to get back into
that. Yeah. All of
like, I've been seeing, like, I try. I really try to, actually, they got me, and I was numb, and I was not seeing right, because I was happy because of the American dream. Okay,
mm-hmm.
because they gave
40 acres mule. Yeah,
they gave me the the permit of to work, the SAD, I believe is it. It's the permit, so I can legally
work. So you can
stand
at Home Depot. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But legally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Which is different from some people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Venezuela. Mexico is Mexico. Yes. Exactly.
So they just gave me that shit immediately. Like, almost immediately, I quit the job that I had, that it was as a cook.
Oh, really?
Because I was like, now I can find a job on Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 6 months unemployed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dude, like, just, I applied for at least 100 jobs. At yeah. least. And then I found out, and this is one of the topics I want to talk about, that some companies, apparently 1 in 4 companies, they just post jobs that they're not hiring for.
Mm-hmm.
They just collect resumes. And the other thing that they do is that, let's say, Julia quit.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of hiring someone else, they give you all the responsibilities mm-hmm. of Julia temporarily. Like, it's a temporal moment while they find another person.
Mm-hmm.
It says 1 in 3 companies put that they are hiring, but HR is like, never hire that person because you're doing that job. So mm-hmm. it's like, it doesn't make sense to
hire
them. But you need to see like, oh no, yeah, they're looking. This
yeah.
is just a moment, okay?
Yeah.
And that's so fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I think you have to legally... There's something you have to, like, post even though you're already giving someone else the job. It's some kind of Fair Employment Act or something.
It doesn't make any sense because many times, if you're looking for a job, many times you're applying for a job that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That position that doesn't exist.
Exactly. And that's pretty much the same thing as being a stand-up comedian.
Exactly.
It's applying for a job that doesn't exist.
That you just send your clip to comedy shows that... Stop.
Shows
like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But I feel that. And I even made a joke about it. I got desperate and I started applying for like dog walker.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course. Can't be too proud.
And I have an interview and they reject me from walking dogs.
Oh, man.
And it's like, what am I doing wrong? Like,
I know.
The interview was like, can you walk dogs? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, hey, I don't think you can. And they just don't hire me.
I got rejected from an avocado delivery service right out of college. I was like, this is tough.
That's the most Mexican job ever.
Yeah, I know. I was like, que pasa? Like, what? Like, come on. What's like, going on?
Oye, pero...
Holy guacamole.
Que pasa, güey? Yo puedo hacer este trabajo, güey.
I also... No, I'm...
Gracias.
I also got rejected from a job, not even dog walking, just dog being with, as you fly them to another country for their rich owners.
Okay.
They were like, no. I didn't even get an interview. They were like, I don't think you've got this.
I actually... like, this is a joke, but I actually had an interview. And I have this question. We're recording, I don't know my subscribers where they are from, but we're recording in Chicago. So, winter in Chicago is awful as fuck. And it was like just about to hit the winter. We were like, I believe this was past Halloween that I got desperate. It's like, I fucking need a job. And I got this interview with, and the guy was like, okay, yeah, everything seems nice. Just a couple more questions. Like, would you able to walk the dog under any weather condition? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. Like,
yeah,
like most conditions, but if it is like -10, -15, I won't fucking walk a dog under those conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hire me, and I believe it was because of that question, obviously. But it's like, who is mm-hmm. out there is like, yeah, I'll walk a dog on mm-hmm. -20 degrees, like, no problem mm-hmm. at all. I'll do is like, I believe that even the fucking dog doesn't want to go out. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, no, yeah, are you able to, like, under extreme conditions? They say it's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, why are people saying yes to this question?
I know. People say yes to everything. You know, I'd be like, they're like, do you mind if we fuck your mouth? I'd be like, yeah, there's benefits.
Can the dog fuck your mouth?
Yeah, like, yeah.
As long as it's 18 an hour. Like.
Let me see the dog. You know, what's he working with? Yeah, exactly.
How desperate would you be to get a job? Like, how desperate were you when you were unemployed for, like, a long time? I have to sell Ethereum. I have a whole Ethereum. One whole Ethereum. I have to sell it.
You have a what?
Ethereum, the other money that is like Bitcoin, but it's a dollar.
Oh, I thought you said like a terrarium, like the places and you keep lizards.
I just said a terrarium.
Yeah, you've just it's just filled with Venezuelan pennies that aren't worth anything. Yeah.
And just like more poor people just grow.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Let's see, how desperate was I getting? I mean, I worked at a comedy club for minimum wage for 2.5 years. That was pretty...
Now they're paying me 50 cents more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. In hospice, now I'm making minimum wage in one Venezuelan penny. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
That makes sense. But I got desperate. I was like lying... I usually don't lie. I don't like to lie. Mm-hmm. But then
you gotta lie. Yeah,
I was lying so much on those fucking like. Have you ever pet sit a dog? And it's like, dude, I had 34 dogs in my house, like, and I was taking care of all of them. One has like cancer, and I cured the dog. Okay, that's how good I am. Mm-hmm. And they still were like, nah.
Yeah, that always hurts when you lie and still get rejected. They're like, geez, I'm really far off.
The best version of me couldn't get the job.
Yeah. The better than exist version. Yeah, exactly.
If this guy couldn't get the job, who got it?
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about, like, there's some jobs that I would love to do. Mm-hmm. For example, comedy forever. Mm-hmm. But there are some jobs that I would love to do, but I don't know how you apply to them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I would love to be these like pandas, their caretakers, the people who take care of pandas.
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos?
I haven't seen those videos.
They'll just get into the cages of the pandas and they just give them bamboo and the panda just hugs them because pandas are stupid.
Here's what I'll say though. Pandas are very endangered and they have a hard time breeding. So... at some point, probably got jack off the panda.
But you will get paid so much because you're saving an endangered species. So.
And they're like, have you jacked off pandas? You're like, hey, so with 30 and 40 pandas, one had cancer, I cured it.
Yeah. I have 3 pandas at home. All of them fuck, okay? Uh-huh. With me.
they're rescues. Yeah.
But yeah, like I would love that job. Like, just take care of a panda. Yeah. That and other is like the guy who does this to the airplanes with the...
Oh, the sticks, the landing sticks. That seems sick.
How did you get that job?
My friend, I think, does that.
Oh, he?
Yeah, he works at the airport. I think the luggage guys sort of do that.
How do you get to be a luggage guy?
I think he is also a stand-up comedian, and I think you just
get
to the dregs of society.
When you're a stand-up comedian, you just get desperate for a day job.
Like, honestly, dog walker, stand-up comedian. A lot of comedians work at the airport.
I know Gwen Rose, I believe she worked at Jenny's.
Ice cream place? Yeah. Nice. Hell yeah.
Dude, it's so sad that everywhere you go, there's someone, it's like, my dream is to do stand-up, but here's your... you want chocolate?
I know.
I work as a server. Like,
yeah.
Like, inside of all of the companies you know, there's a guy who wants to do stand-up for 38K.
Yeah. He so wants to do 38K.
And you're not giving them the opportunity.
He's never had a 40-hour-a-week job. He just does service work. Yeah.
I have this question. Because I wanted to make this into a joke at some point. You know, in movies and action series, there's usually sometimes this guy that he works as someone who disappears bodies. Like, he disappears. Someone murders someone, and he's the one who disappears the body.
They disappear.
And they pay him a lot of money. Like 100K. Like, 100K, you disappear the body, no trace of it, cool. How do you apply for that?
You know, I think you just got to get your own pigs, get a backyard full of pigs, and then just wait around.
Just
watch.
Someone will come in with a dead body at some point.
If this was a different time in Chicago, it would be every 10 minutes. He'd be the busiest guy in town. Yeah.
Because, like, if you want to do that, like, how do you apply it, dude? Is referral? Like, I believe it's, like... How do you prove, like, you're good? It's like, I have disappeared, like, 4 bodies. Like, can you prove it? It's like, if I prove it, I won't be that good.
Yeah. You just wave a little hand. Yeah, that's true.
There.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a hand just coming out.
You can't. Yeah, like, you can't.
Can we prove your experience? Like, I hope not.
Yeah. That's.
I hope you can. Can we call these numbers? Like, no, please don't.
Yeah. That's like trying to prove you're, like, actually a magician without explaining how the trick works. You know? You have to be like, it's just magic.
It's just like, movement of the hands.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but can you, how did you do it? Like, I cannot tell you.
maybe you could be like, I guess to prove it, you have to be like, make this cow disappear in 10 minutes, you know? It's very distinctive.
those are the trials. The dictatorship. Yeah. They just give you animals. It's like, okay.
They turn around for 10 minutes and you... They just turn around, you're eating it. Yeah, they just do this.
Uh-huh. Oh, and no, he's good.
Yeah, you've got a whole cow up your ass. You're just trying to hide it.
They just go like in the hide and seek. One, two.
Yeah.
That's how you get hired as a
body
disappearing guy. What is the name for that title?
Let's see.
If you make like a resume.
Cannibalizer.
You don't eat it.
No, I guess you don't have to eat it. A body man. No, it's just a bodyguard.
That sounds a little gay.
Yeah, it does sound
a body man.
I'm a body man. I'm not a
the
body
boogeyman?
Man. I'm the man of body. I would love to be a mailman. I mean, I think that is a simple, beautiful job. The mailman.
There you go. And you just leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, and apparently UPS workers are loaded now. Apparently since there's a shortage of UPS guys, now they're making like $60 an hour.
That's insane. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Caught two week with the UPS and the truck. Like, whatever.
Yeah, that would also be a good way to make bodies disappear. You know, you just mail them, break them up, mail them to people's houses. You know,
just open them up. What the fuck is this? What the?
My grandma sent me a toe. Yeah.
Not again, grandma. Like, come on.
I
just sent this last year.
I have a dog, and that's a problem because all of the mailmen in Chicago are black. I don't know if you ever noticed that,
but they're
all black.
That's not true.
It's so true.
It's a little racist.
True. It's 100% true. All the mailmen in Chicago are
black.
Maybe
they are Venezuelan.
So then my dog barks at the mailman, and I have to be like...
Because he's racist?
I have to be like, it's because it's a mailman. It's the other thing. It's
okay.
Not the black thing.
Exactly. you just needed to say they were black because this had nothing to do with the story.
No, that's why. It does.
Okay.
Because people think white people's dogs are racist. So I got to prove by being by being racist on a podcast that I'm not...
That are not racist.
My dog is not racist.
It's just my dog.
Have you ever had a dog?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it bark at someone and it's you're like worried? Because my dog barks at everyone. And whenever it's a black person, I'm like, it's just normal. That's just you're a person. Everyone's a person.
He hates the black.
It's not that. Maud is a good dog.
And dogs are a lot like the owner. So
these are all the myths I'm trying to dispel. It's because you're a woman. She hates women.
Actually, have you seen the video of turtles that? That part of the turtles attack when there's something black. It's just because of something on the visual. But the people have made videos about like a shoe, like a white shoe.
Yeah.
And the turtle tries to like avoid it. And then they put like black tape on the same shoe. And the turtle is like, boom.
Yeah, that's hilarious. No, I have not
Have you seen those videos?
I have not seen that.
Turtles
throw it up
are
on the green
racist.
Screen for the people. I don't
Actually,
know
this
the
is the name
words.
Of the episode. Turtles are... Racist.
Turtles are racist, and that's true.
Also, Harry B. J. J.
Shell Lives Matter.
And with racism, we're gonna end this episode, but we're gonna have the bonus content. I do not put it on YouTube. I put it on. Actually, I do not put it on Spotify. I put it on YouTube. But
it's true.
It's true. He knows. Mm-hmm. Have you watched any of the?
I have not. Okay. I've watched some of your clips. I watched the Zoe Johnson
like the
clips. Yeah, it's very. It looks very great.
The last one.
Done.
The last one. I did this on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's about Ruben Ramirez cheating on In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. He's just saying like it was. I was disappointed, and I purposefully put that the location. I put California.
Uh-huh.
And people are not in Instagram, it's not doing well, but in TikTok already people, it's like, what the fuck are you saying? Why people have like, why all people have like, can't have mics? Like, we have to stop this. There's too many people with podcasts right now.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like user 60977. And then it's like a long number. It's like, yeah. I just commented, like, okay, user 60977. I will stop doing, I will stop the podcast because this comment really got to me.
Taking white men's jobs. I'm saying it. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to end this episode and we're going to continue with the bonus content.
A track.
I'll show you a video before the bonus content. Adios.
Farewell.